Victims fight for life after mass stabbing at German railway station, one female arrested. By Oliver J.J. Lane on May 23, 2025. 12 people are injured and 3 of them are in mortal danger after a mass stabbing at Germany's Hamburg Central Railway Station. Update 2100, 4 are in critical condition. A clearer picture of today's mass stabbing in Germany is developing, with Die Welt reporting the number of known injured has risen to 4 in critical condition. A further 6 are seriously injured and 7 more suffering light wounds. 17 in all were injured. The arrested suspect is a 39-year-old woman, but we have no more detail than that so far. The attacks appear to have been at random among people crowded on the railway platform during the evening rush hour. Read the original story below. A mass stabbing was perpetrated at Hamburg Hauptbahnhof on Friday evening. A female suspect, as of yet unidentified, has been taken into custody, reports Germany's Bild. At least 12 people were injured. 3 of these were said by paramedics to be in mortal danger and fighting for life. The attack, which took place on the platform between tracks 13 and 14 at the station, was left slicked with blood. 6 victims are said to have sustained light injuries. Broadcaster NDR say Hamburg police called the stabbing an isolated incident and declared a major incident. Local newspaper The Hamburger Abendblatt cited an eyewitness who told them paramedics were treating some injured on the train and platform and that a special major emergency ambulance bus had been deployed. Hamburg police said in their interim statement, a person allegedly injured several people with a knife at the railway station. The suspect was arrested by police. The attack is the second mass stabbing in Germany in a matter of days. As previously reported, a stabbing in the early hours of Sunday morning in Bielefeld, North Rhine-Westphalia, allegedly by a Syrian migrant, was days later classified as a possible terror attack after Islamist literature was found on the attacker and at his home. As well as using a knife, the man is alleged to have wielded a spear and a bottle of petrol. The story is developing, more follows.